The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hakuna Matata. What a Kamala. Wonderful phrase.
Kamala.
Hakuna Matata.
Kumola.
Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for
Kamala.
The rest of your days.
Pamela.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Kamala. Camila, Kamala.
Come on. Is it Camila? Is it Kamula? We're mispronouncing Kamala. Well, change your name. You don't want to, you don't get up with a nickname. Cammy. Is that a nice name? Hi, I'm Cammy. I'm Cammy Harris. I'm ready for Vice President of the United States, and I'd like to do a number for you right now, if you don't mind. That's the way I see Kamala Harris. Got Kamala. Kamala. I'll do it in a Jersey accent. Kamala Harris? Is that your name, Kamala? Oh, please. I'm tired of it already. My goodness, great. I got to tell you. And a good morning to you. It's great to have you with us. Happy Friday. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're fired up this morning. A lot going on. Another great show. Diligently worked on by Joe Sibilia, our young producer. Carol Alt, the legend, will be with us. What a dear friend. I have immense respect and love for my dear friend, Carol Alt. She will join us. I love her outlook on life. It's always so positive. I think that's why she looks so great all the time. Really beautiful, certainly. But, I mean, she's always so bright and looks always so fresh because she has a great attitude. Something to think about. We'll talk to Carol about that and her lifestyle. Jeffrey Lyons is with us. What movies can we be watching? What are you going to watch? I want to talk to Jeffrey about the Frank Sinatra Netflix thing that's out. Man, we are hooked on that. So, Jeffrey, I'm sure you'll know all. Jeffrey's probably in that documentary. And Mike Gallagher will join us. He'll give us a preview of what he's talking about in the 8 o'clock hour. Chaz Palminteri is the legend. He is a dear, dear friend, a longtime friend, Chaz is. And I said, Chaz, let's catch up. How you doing? Chaz lost a couple of dear friends from this COVID this nightmare, and some very close friends Chaz lost it. But he is a diehard New Yorker, Chaz is. And he always wears proudly his NYPD hat. You know, I love Chaz having the guts to do that. You know what I'm saying? And would you ever mess with Chaz Palminteri? I mean, really? Really? You know? Hey, take that hat off. That's what I want to see. Somebody from Antifa going, hey, take that hat off. Yeah, yeah. I don't think so. Now you just can't leave, right? Chaz Palminteri, the legend, will be with us. A great, great American. Hey, Tom Del Baccaro, he's one of our favorite guests. Tom's a great guy. He's a great author. He's the former chairman of the California Republican Party. You get the inside line on Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris. We'll get the inside line and how to pronounce her name, because that's apparently more important than this wonderful Israel peace initiative that the president put forth. Yes. Masks and how to pronounce Kamala Harris. Hogan Gidley, he is the press secretary for the Donald Trump 2020 campaign. Hogan will join us live. I love that kid. He talk about positive energy. We're going to talk to Hogan about this this peace initiative. Listen, I before I go and we get silly, I want to just emphasize, please. And I know, you know, I look at my background, and I'm an entertainer, and then that's basically what I am. And then somehow, this was almost 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago, we take this radio journey, and I take it very seriously. And I take it with great responsibility behind this microphone, because we are the flagship station of Salem Media, which is one of the great media organizations in the world. I'm clearly, I'm not just saying that because I work for these folks. But it's great. And I got to say, well, we got to be, we have to be covered. We have to be responsible. We have to do our research. We have to be objective. And that's a lot of responsibility. So I drive poor Joe crazy, young Joe Sebelia. We could talk Regis Philbin and Frank Sinatra for 4 hours. But I said, we got to hit the news heavy like that. Al as well, you know, Al does such a great job at running the technical aspect of the show, which is really much more complicated than you think. But then we got to hit on what matters. And we have the power of this microphone, the power of this platform across the country and certainly out of New York, to respectfully submit to you that there are great things happening in this country. And all you hear is the bad things. Because for now, the mainstream media is the mainstream media. They're going away. And pretty soon they're going to go away. In the next year, you will see the mainstream media diminish, as a prediction of mine, to a degree where they're just going to be struggling to stay alive. Because I'm an old guy, I watch the network news. You know, I'm one of those guys, I actually watch the network news. But it's also, it's not just anti-Donald Trump, it's anti-American. And I don't care what you say. That is an objective statement I just said. It's everything that's bad about the country. Everything that's bad about law enforcement. Everything that's bad about you and about me. You're a racist. You're a racist. You don't accept any gender. You don't accept a lifestyle. You're wrong. Well, let's see. There's a 5-year-old kid shot on his bike yesterday. This kid called Cannon from North Carolina. And forgive me for being this dank and dour this early in the morning. A 5-year-old kid got shot by a next door neighbor. The shooter was black. The kid was white. 5 years old on his bike. Goes and shoots, I swear to God, and forgive me for even bringing this up, shoots the kid in his head, kills the poor young kid, 5 years old. I retweeted something out. It makes me nauseous, literally, nauseous, sick to my stomach this early in the morning. What if it was a white guy shooting a black kid? They wouldn't even care. They would just turn it around and make it a race thing. This is what the press does. They bait us. They bait us. They bait us. Like Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, don't bait us. No, we're not baiting you. We just want Chicago to be safe. And this, when this kid, and now, do you hear anything about it, by the way? Do you hear about how there can be egregious crimes on all colors? And like the kid's mother said, Cannon's mom said, the kid never saw color. He didn't see color. You know, because it wasn't a race thing, you're never going to hear about poor Cannon, this poor 5-year-old kid that got killed. This is a horrible event. This is as bad as it gets. But if it was the other way around, and if there's people in Oregon and they're trying to keep law and order, and the president tries to keep law and order in Oregon or in Seattle, oh my gosh, that's terrible what he's doing. We got to get our priorities straight. And that's why I take the responsibility behind this microphone to talk to you in a truthful manner. You could say, oh, Joe's a Trump guy. I don't care what you think I am. I'm a patriot, and I love this country. And I will do, and I will fight tooth and nail to stick up for the United States of America. I love Italy. I love my brothers and my sisters and my beautiful family in Avellino. I love Italy like you can't believe. I have just an attachment to the quote-unquote homeland, you know. But we're Americans. When my grandparents came here, and I keep telling you that because I'm the grandparent, I'm the grandson of immigrants. They came here. They left Italy to become American. And then they taught their kids to be American. And my poor father couldn't even speak English when he went to school. They used to make fun of him. I told you that, right? But he learned the language. He learned the laws. They became American. He got drafted into the army. You think Pop wanted to go into the army? He wanted to take his bar exam. Look, I'm going to become a lawyer. My parents can't even speak English. I'm going to become a lawyer. I'm going to defend the non-English speaking blue collar laborers like my parents are, my father's thinking, right? What a great, you're going in the army. And he went in the army. And he fought, where did he fight? In Italy. He fought in Italy because they were our enemy at that point with Mussolini. And then he put the bombs on the B-24s and the B-17s to bomb the heck out of Adolf Hitler. Go in there. Tell me we're not a great country. We were never great. America was never great. You have politicians saying, we're a great country. We saved the world, particularly during that time in the 1930s and 1940s. Look at the history. And then people, the black Americans that fought the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, the racism, what they went through. They are the social warriors. But like we forgot about Martin Luther King, all that he stood for, everything that he said, we're just forgetting about it. You got people, you got these young kids have no idea about history. They're not taught history. And oh, God forbid, you and I should remind them. Oh, we are racist. You're a racist. You can't say Kamala. You're a racist. You can't say Kamala. I swear to God, that's where we're at. So let me put all racism aside, including the media's racism toward Israel and to our Jewish brothers and sisters. There's an abhorrent racism within the House of Representatives run by Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. They are, in my opinion, anti-Semites. They just don't like anything to do with the Jewish religion. I don't know what their problem is, but they're going along and following the lead of Ilhan Omar, who hates America, in my opinion. And Rashida Tlaib and AOC. They just can't stand the country, and they can't stand our Jewish brothers and sisters, and they hate Israel. And you know it. And by the way, you're going to vote Democrat, that's what you're going to do. You're going to lose. Now, what does President Trump do? He does the exact opposite. And I love it. He goes and he has this historic peace agreement that he put forth. This was yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, saying they agreed to full normalization of relations. This is huge. This is huge. This isn't the headline story. The headline story is Joe Biden and masks. I swear to God, it's masks. I swear to God. Oh, Joe Biden just to wear masks. That's the headline on all the news. The story is this. The president should be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Barack Obama got it. No one still knows. Even the people on the board of the Nobel Peace Prize said, who? The Barack Obama, why is he getting that? Well, because he beat George Bush. Is that, they didn't do anything. Talk of pandering. Are you kidding me? Reading here, the president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Deputy Supreme Commander of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, released a joint statement Thursday after the three spoke and agreed to the full normalization of relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This is huge. And you got to give President Trump all the credit in the world, certainly Jared Kushner. This is great. And it's you know what? They also said that they will continue their efforts to achieve a just, comprehensive, and enduring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Interesting. This is a shot at Iran, you know, because Iran is like right there. It's right there. And they are just, that's where terrorism starts. And that they don't want peace in the Middle East at all. That's their strength, is upset in the Middle East. And here the president does it. And for goodness sake, can we give the president some credit in this regard? Can you, this is huge. And I know, oh, he's a reality TV star. I don't care. It's like, I don't care what he was, what you know what, how he says, what kind of personality he has. This is huge. And let's concentrate on it. That's the headline story today. Also, this, please. Now you're going to get me worked up. You know, if you're an American, what happened on 9/11 was inexcusable. Inexcusable. How it happened, how we let it go, who let their guard down, who wasn't watching the story, whatever happened, it happened. And if you were around New York or New Jersey, and you were, and you saw the devastation of September 11th, you would maybe feel more than what's happening in New York today. They have this annual, first of all, let me just stay on that. You know, the radio station is down in New York, in Lower Manhattan, a block away from what is now the Freedom Tower. And I remember, and each of us have a memory of 9/11, what happened that day, and the thousands of Americans that were killed senselessly, the terrorism, the senseless attack on the United States of America, and how through Rudolph Giuliani, the leadership of Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki too, Bernard Kerik, you know, he had some great, great Americans and New Yorkers to lift us out of that rubble. And now it was a shiny, they created Battery Park City, they cleaned up all of Lower Manhattan. And it turned out to be a gem. Lower Manhattan was never like that. It was just Wall Street. It turned to be a gem. And Mike Bloomberg, you got to give Bloomberg credit too, right? Right? Now De Blasio and Cuomo are letting this great city just die on the vine, die to the point where this. Now you usually have that annual tribute and light, you know, that the lights that shoot into the sky and remind everybody about lives lost on September 11th. Your brothers, your sisters, your uncle, your father that you never met. That's the celebration. They're not going to do the lights. They want to take the lights. This new plan, they don't have the plan. They want to take it away now because of COVID. I swear to God, they're not going. Now they're announced that they're not going to have their they weren't going to read the names. And they thank God for Frank Siller and the Tunnel to Towers organization. They're going to read the name. Maybe, I'm telling you, I'm just saying, you're going to have to leave it to the Siller family. You know, in the name of Steven Siller, maybe Tunnel to Towers has to light up the sky. That's what's going to happen. What the heck is happening in New York? Now they're not going to do the tribute lights because of COVID? Because of COVID? Could someone help me out here? You look at the lights, you're going to catch COVID? If there are some workers down there, they're going to catch COVID? This is not the reason. The reason is to take away everything that we believe. And those are the people who are running New York. And I've known these people many, many years. And they're trying to take away everything that we stand for. And now more than ever, it is so important that you and I stand strong and support New York, support law enforcement, say the NYPD. You could wear, so we should wear, sometimes I'll go to a Yankee game, I'll put NYPD, I'll put FDNY, you know. And then the cops will say, hey, Joe, what about us? I go, all right, put NYPD on my hat. And it goes on camera. I just posted a picture of President Trump. Should President Trump win the Nobel Peace Prize? You got to get them. You got to get them. I'll tell you, we're in a fight like we've never seen. And so help me God, we ain't going down. Light up. Light that tribute in light. Light the sky up. Read those names. Never forget. Never forget. And appreciate this monumental move that President Trump has done with Jared Kushner in bringing peace to the Middle East. These are great things that are happening in our time, and we got to concentrate, not rip, not tear down everything we believe in. We will deviate to a much lighter note with Carol Alt. I want to talk about health and happiness and the positive attitude. Talk about beautiful women with a positive attitude. Debbie Duhame, you are exactly like Carol in that regard. You're always so up, always so happy, and you always take the high road, and I love that about you, Debbie Duhame.
We've got to try, right? But, oh, it's a pleasure to have Carol back on. That's going to be so much fun. Looking forward to that.
She's the best. She's the best. I don't know. Carol Holt, live on the radio with Joey coming up momentarily. And always your phone calls at 877-970-2999. I'm just trying to tell you things that are happening that are riveting and that are essential. And it's important to know, because you're going to watch the rest of the news, all the news, and none of it's going to be there. It's going to be all about Joe Biden and masks, which I guess, oh, Debbie can't make it up. 721, Debbie's on the road on AM 970, The Answer.
And we will never forget our dear friends lost on 9/11, that's for sure, and their families, especially the Taramina family, always remembering them on 9/11 after they lost their son, Dennis. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Grand Central Parkway westbound at LaGuardia. It's a disabled vehicle in the left lane. Solid traffic on the LIE westbound right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. 80 eastbound, they cleared up that accident investigation out by exit 58 in Patterson. So things are finally easing up just a bit there. And watch for construction on 17 south into Central Ave as you head right into Rochelle Park. Going to watch out for that as well this morning. Traffic sponsored by ZQL, Pure Z's. You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours and you haven't slept. Vicks ZQL Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin that helps you fall asleep naturally and wake up with no next day grogginess. ZQL Pure Z's. Naturally superior sleep. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of about 86 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about JLD Tax Resolution. They are here. They're local. You know, they're not from California or Idaho. You're going to trust somebody, right, with all your tax information from out of state? No, you want local. You want JLD Tax Resolution. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And get this, they have an unheard-of zero complaint history. Zero! I was blown away by some of the recent results. JLD Tax protects you from the IRS, those bank levies and wage garnishments. Please don't get me started. You know, when the government comes in and starts treating you with the disrespect that the IRS treats you, you need somebody to protect you. You can't talk to them because they're like aliens. They do not understand. You want to go to JLD Tax. I know, with respect to our, you know, government workers,
workers who work in the IRS, but they just don't get it. Call, please, 201-479-2572. You mentioned Piscopo, Jersey Joe, and the first 10 callers will get that free IRS transcript investigation and analysis with a licensed enrolled agent. That is a $1,500 value for free. JLD Tax, that's where you want to go. 201-479-2572. 201-479-2572. Or visit 201tax.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
An appeals court in California says Amazon is liable for defective products from its third-party sellers. Andrea Bolger of San Diego sued. She says she was burned on her arms, legs, and feet by a laptop battery she bought on Amazon. The ruling could have implications outside of California because there are many other cases from customers seeking damages from defective products in other states. Amazon claimed it wasn't liable because it didn't distribute, manufacture, or even sell the product. Former Hertz CEO Mark Frisura has agreed to repay more than $2 million in bonuses. The Securities and Exchange Commission has accused him of pushing employees to make changes that violated accounting rules. He didn't admit nor deny the allegations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got 8 people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere. And it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
So we're going to take Joe Sebelia and his date. We're going to go over to Route 22 Toyota, where there's social distancing. They have masks on, and they're fogging vehicles. Every single vehicle will be clean. And Joe's going to take his date over there, and he's going to say, did you know you can get 0% APR financing up to 60 months and zero down leases? And she's going to say, oh, I love the way you talk to me like that. On your favorite Toyota models. I'm telling you. Joe Sebelia.
I'm as red as my hair in here right now.
Joe, we got to get Joe a car, number one. And we got to get him his date. So he didn't know where to go. So I talked to Iggy the other day at Route 22 Toyota. And I absolutely love everybody at Route 22 Toyota. They got these spectacular deals. Joe should go on a date over there. But we got to wait just a little bit longer, you know, till we could actually go out and we could social distance properly. But I tell you, we should video it, Joe. That would be so funny, you know. Because I have to tell you, too. I deal with Route 22 Toyota. I deal with the Bram Auto Group. I deal with Iggy. These are my dear friends. I deal with Alex. And I could say to Iggy, and this is a true friend, they talk about character and loyalty. Let me tell you something. And when I call and I said, I got to put my kid in the car and I need it safe, and this is what he wants. And they have 18 dealerships and more all across the tri-state area. But we want you to go to Route 22 Toyota, and you talk to Alex, and you said, I heard you on Joe's show. And then you could get deals like I got for my kids, 0% APR financing up to 60 months. By the way, zero down leases. How innovative is that? Zero down leases for qualified buyers on your favorite Toyota models. Zero down leases, 0% interest for up to 5 years. It's a great idea. Go with your date like Joe's going to do. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You know, they will get you into a new Toyota. You test drive a new Toyota, and you'll get 0% interest or zero down leases. That is the smart way to buy. You're going to love the family at Route 22 Toyota. Once again, call, mention Piscopo, please. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Honey, I'm taking you to Hillside, New Jersey, baby. Come on, or go to Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, Carol Alt is one of my favorite people on the planet. She is a superstar, internationally renowned supermodel, and just all-around great gal. One of the brightest gals I know, one of the most beautiful people I know. And just to kind of know, I said, Carol, jump on the air. We got to catch up because she's back from Italy, and she's kind enough to join us. Now, Carol Alt, what a pleasure always to have you with us. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Hey, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Where is Route 22 Toyota?
Can we go? Come on. It's in Hillside, New Jersey, baby. Hillside, New Jersey. Come on. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You are so funny. He must have said Route 22 Toyota like 12 times.
See, if I want to say, okay, Carol Alt, all right, you know, and everything, all the beautiful things about you. Now, I want to take Carol out. What if I said that? And this is, we are just good friends, and we'll leave it at that. But let's say someone had a crush on Carol, and they said, hey, let's go on a date. And they took you to a car dealership in Hillside, New Jersey. You would probably like it. You would probably like it because you're that kind of gal, right? Come on.
They had some like gluten-free pizza or something. Yeah,
I can have raw food set up in the showroom. Yeah, that would be great. We'll have raw food. But by the way, my daughter now, Allie, totally gluten-free everything. Carol, that's good then, right?
Yeah, I should. That's very good. You know what's so good about it is, you know, people don't realize they have reactions to gluten. They have no idea because they don't think, oh, I just had a piece of pizza, and 3 days later, I got a cold. They don't think that's the reaction to gluten, but that is one of the reactions to gluten because there's, you know, it's a histamine effect. So it took me really a long time to realize that all my sinus problems, which, by the way, I was like going to sinus people, you know, nose, ear, throat doctors.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
All it was is I cut out the gluten, and I never had to have surgery. It was that simple. You know, it's crazy,
Walk me through this. I mean, I'm an Italian guy. Pizza, gluten-free pizza, doesn't it take the taste all out from something like pizza?
Oh, no. Huh? And nowadays, I mean, maybe in the beginning when they were trying to find their way, you know? But nowadays. I mean, gluten-free pizza, I'm going to have it today for lunch.
Oh, look at you. Now you got us hungry, I tell you. Because my Allie's such a sweetheart. She goes gluten-free everything now. And I must say, she has that you have a glow about you, Carol. You get that. I don't know if that's from gluten or eating all raw food all the time. But whatever you're doing
to you, Joe.
That's it. That just gives you a glow. Oh, you should see the glow on Carol when she talks to Piscopo. Oh, it's unbelievable. Hey, so Italy, girl, you were like Elvis in Italy. My God, this was great. They gave you awards. There was a ceremony.
Yeah, I just had the best time. You know, it was a necessary break because I've been hunkered down here since pretty much February, as I told you.
Yeah, you've been good. You've been good, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what's so weird? Is they had a test that in 7 minutes I knew whether or not I had, you know, I had corona or not. And the place that we went to, it was an entire village that nobody was wearing masks because everybody was tested, knew in 7 minutes whether or not they were sick or had, any symptoms or anything. And then for the whole week, I was able to walk around without a mask on. It was really great.
Wow.
And then I got back here, and oddly enough, I was talking to my radiologist, who's like, I've been seeing him for 20 years at the Bard Diagnostic Center. And he said, Carol, we could do this in real time. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, we have a portable machine that can in real time tell you whether or not you've got COVID. I'm like, you should be going to like Carnival Cruises and, you know, whatever.
And
telling them. So that people could get tested right before they go on a boat and they could have a mask-free vacation because they would know whether or not if you have corona and they wouldn't let you on the boat.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's like amazing stuff.
I know. I hear that. I hear that a lot. That they have someone told me about a home kit. But every time there's headway, they like kind of try to block it and say, "Oh, you can't do that." It's like they want
to. People make money, Joe. They make money on making those tests.
You are
good, girl. My sister's daughter just had a baby last Tuesday, right in the middle of the hurricane. Can you imagine?
Wow, congratulations.
She had it right in the middle. Thank you, Liliana Muriel. Yeah. So my sister Karen wanted to go and see the baby, so she took a blood test. It took 14 days, and my sister works at a hospital. I'm like, how does it take 14 days to get a test?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They should know what they're doing. And tell us the food that you've been eating, because I must say, you know, because I always think they're politicizing this whole virus. But I'm better safe than sorry, Carol. You and I have talked about this. So I take I have the lemon juice. I eat all the zinc. You know, I do everything. Of course, my balance of nature that I know even that makes sense to you being
virtually. For sure, absolutely.
You know, so I take all those things. What do you
I'm
do,
glad
Carol?
You do, Joe. You didn't get sick, did you?
You know what? By the grace of God, you know, I don't know how, but I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. But, Carol, how do you build up your immune system?
You know what's the biggest thing to take? Liposomal vitamin C.
But you still take the vitamin C?
Oh, man, wow. I take it 3 times a day, and I go and get IV drips of vitamin C.
What?
I find it, yeah, it's the first thing my doctor said to me. He said, go get the vitamin C. I'm like, I take vitamin C every day. He goes, no, get the drip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I've been getting the vitamin C drip. It's crazy, but it works.
Where do you go for how do you find out a doctor? If I said to my doctor, can I have a vitamin C drip? He'd go, what are you? Get out of here. I mean,
crazy
take a
enough, Joe, you can actually call them into your home.
What?
They call it the hangover remedy.
Oh, wait. Oh, is that right? The vitamin C drip? Or what's the one they say? Pedialyte. You know, the kids drink, the baby drink. That's supposed to be the cure for. But you're not a drinker. What are you? You don't even
know
about it.
No, anyway. They call it. If you go online and you look up, like, you know, NutriDrip or whatever, they do a vitamin C drip. You could say to them, I don't need the hangover part. I just need the vitamin C because it's like a hangover concoction plus vitamin C. They're very willing to come and do just the vitamin C.
You know what? Now you went through as a child virtually at the crazy times in New York in the 70s and the 80s, Carol Alt, and you were with the most handsomest dudes in the world. You married them, and they were like drop dead gorgeous, and you were drop dead gorgeous, and people were chanting your name at Madison Square Garden. But that was a wild party time. You, and again, the freshness that you have, and what I love about you, you not only survived it, you just came out of that because people. You ever look at somebody like, you know, from those days, they were so burned out from Studio 54. You know what I mean? You were never a partier. You never partied back in those days, Carol Alt.
You know, I went to Studio 54 a couple of times. I took my mom and my father for their anniversary, which was like right at Valentine's Day. So I spent a Valentine's Day night at the wildest, craziest party with my parents.
Only you would do that. That's great.
You know, but I went one night to Studio 54 to like 4 or 5 in the morning. Then all my friends said, oh, we're going home. And they went home to bed. And I had to be at Albert Watson's studio up on the Upper East Side at 9 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, it's like, you can't go to bed. So I went home. I remember sitting on the side of my bed going, holy crap, I got to go. I have to now go to work for a whole day. I have a very vivid memory of stepping off the curb. I'm seeing my foot step off the curb. I'm looking down the block at the ominous townhouse of Albert Watson with its big gates. And I'm going, oh, my God, I got to get through this day. And I walk in, and Albert had a very thick Scottish brogue. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's like, go upstairs and get makeup. I'm like, okay, I go up and get makeup. And I come down, and he goes, we're doing gowns. And I'm going, oh, thank you, Lord, gowns. I'm going to just be like beautiful, stand there with a vacant look on my face, right? And I come downstairs, and there's a ladder in the middle of the set. I'm like, Albert, you want me to move this ladder? You know, I'm there in a gown with my hair and my heels. I'm like, you want me to move the ladder? He goes, no, I want you to jump. I'm like, huh? He goes, you don't. I'm like, huh? He goes, yo, jump, jump. And he starts to jump up and down. I'm like,
oh my God,
he wants me to jump. I was jumping the whole day. And I figured this was God's way of telling me, honey, you got to choose between work or party.
Yeah. Carol, I'll tell you, I love the way you keep yourself grounded. Before we let you go, and I know how close you are with your mom and your family, tell us about your dad. I love your stories about your dad, an FDNY hero, you know, and you are such a New York girl. Tell us your fondest memory of your father before we let you go, Carol.
Oh, my God. You know, I could tell you a personal one, but I'm actually going to tell you a kind of a public one. I'll never forget it. The New York Daily News wrote, Supermodel Dad, Superhero Fireman. And my father comes to me and he's like, look at this. He goes, I've been a fireman for 30 years. And the only way I'm famous is because I'm your dad. So I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, well, what did you do? He goes, oh, well, he goes, it was a guy on the fourth floor, and I heard the window break, and I heard him coming out the window, so I broke through the window on the third floor, and I grabbed him as he went flying by. He goes, thank goodness he was just a little guy. The two of us would have went head first out the window. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And they put, you know, that he was my father, not that he, yeah, like, pulled out both shoulders, yeah, saving some guy's life, jumping out a window.
I love that. I love to hear your stories. You know me, I'm a proud daddy of three beautiful girls by the grace of God. And I love it. And I love when I'm with you and you and I are together and some of the heroes of the FDNY, like Mike Niger and those guys, Daniel
Niger.
You know,
the civil servants, man, they're the best.
They always appreciate and remember your dad.
I always support police and fire. You have to. We need them.
Thank you. Carol, great catching up. Hopefully we'll get to see you like in person one of these days. You can come into the studio.
I know. Like, what is this? I'm missing. I need my, like, Joe Piscopo injection, you know? Come on.
Carol, I love you. And sending all the best. Thanks for joining us always,
Love
Carol.
You guys, too. Be safe, huh?
Okay.
Be safe,
thanks,
everyone.
Thanks for checking in. Carol Law, the legend right there. 7:39, Joe on the radio. Big Al has the headline news. AM 970, The Answer.
News, get out of here. Opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio expects New York City teachers and staff to show up for the first day of school, despite unions representing them calling for a delay to the start of in-person learning because of coronavirus concerns. Yesterday, the mayor said unless someone has a medical accommodation, it's their job to come in and serve the children. The mayor is insisting the combo of in-person and remote learning will start on September 10th. He understands unions have many concerns, but says there's a month to address those concerns. Yesterday, he addressed one of them, saying every school building will have a certified nurse. More than 13,000 Manhattan apartments are empty as tenants leave the city amid the pandemic. That's the highest number of vacancies since data started being collected in 2006. The number of newly signed leases also dropped by 23%, with the Upper East Side getting hit the hardest with a 39% decrease. Housing experts say this could make it harder for landlords to pay property taxes, which jeopardizes the city budget and could make New York less attractive to new residents as they cut services. In sports, Tomas Nito, two-run homer and a grand slam, helping power the Mets to an 8-2 win over the Nationals at Citi Field. The Masons get a split of the four-game series. The Yankees were off. Nets lost their regular season finale 134-133 to the Trailblazers in the bubble in Orlando. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer. And no Debbie. All right. We'll be back right after this.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Joe on the radio. Oh, that might have been my fault. I was texting Debbie back and forth. She said there's a 15-minute COVID test you can get from BD. Yeah, she couldn't connect with Al. All right, I thought it was my fault. Debbie and I are going back and forth. Hey, it's a lot going on. It's Friday. Come on, 7:41. This is a Friday night. You want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Why? Because they are open, and I do mean open. You can go and have a meal there. They have an outdoor area set up for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure your safety and the safety of patrons and employees as well. You know, I've always told you about Michael's of Brooklyn, and I'm proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. It's a great family. I love the Kakachi family. Michael himself, Fred, Johnny, Marianne, you know, right there in Avenue R, Nostrand. Now, if you call 718-998-7851, you can go and have a meal there outside of Michael's of Brooklyn. You go have the best Italian food anywhere, right there. The authenticity in every single one of the recipes made completely from scratch is phenomenal. It is like it's Italy right there in Brooklyn. You're going to love it. You go to Avenue R and Nostrand, okay? And you can call 718-998-7851 and have the meal of a lifetime right there. It's Friday. Now you want to call Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. And you know what I'm going to say? You want puttanesca? You want marinara? Tomato and basil, arrabbiata. You want all the best sauce in the world? You check out your supermarket wherever you're listening to me, please, and you take home Michael's of Brooklyn. It's Italian Brooklyn in a jar. Best sauce anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn right there. In the meantime, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I love you. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for the correspondence. This is going my buddy Peter Anthony. Let's talk on Monday. All these great patriots. I am just so honored to have you listen. I'm telling you, God, I love you. I just love you for listening and really believing in this country like you do. And you do. And God bless you for getting it. Oh, my God. Thank you for getting it. You know, because no one gets it. They just get the narrative of the mainstream media. That's why I like telling you about Relief Factor. What a segue, Mr. Piscopo. No, but Relief Factor, I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding. I love you. You're part of this family. You gather around the virtual kitchen table every single morning, 4 hours, 20 hours a week, you and me, right? With Joey and Albert and Debbie, right? We're here doing the best we can with the great guests like Carol. We got Chaz Palminteri coming up, Hogan Gidley coming up in a little while, right? Right? And I know you. You're like me, especially if you're a baby boomer. And you go to move, and it's like, ugh, yeah, you get that sound, the move sound, because the pain, and you feel that little crick in your back or your neck or your elbow or your knee. You could do away with all that. I can get you, I think, and I can't make a clinical claim here, so I have to be careful, but we think we can get you out of pain. And this is from Pete and Seth Talbot, my dear friends at Relief Factor, the inventors, the father-son team, right? Right? You know me, la familia, e molto importante. That's the way Pete and Seth are. They're family, man, and they consider you family. And they created this three-week quick start just for you. It's like a trial pack to see if you can get out of pain. So it's only $19.95, and I'd like to get you back to normal. Now, once you get that three-week quick start, I think you'll get out of pain. Not in 3 weeks. It worked for me in 5 days. Can't say that it will work for you the same way, but I'm telling you, it worked for me so quickly. And when it works for you, we want you to call 212-656-9700, all right? Really, 212-656-9700, or just go click on the banner that says AM970TheAnswer.com and tell us your story, and we may put you on the air. You know, I want to hear about it. I want to hear how you got out of pain. In the meantime, you go to ReliefFactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, and get that three-week quick start. I'm just curious to hear how it works for you, because it worked miracles for me. Go to, please, ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I know funny. I'm German.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knock, knock. We asked the question.
So you go to London today. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's a long flight. You get there. I love it when you get off the plane in London. The English paparazzi are always there going, Wobbin, hello, Wobbin. I went, when did Elmer Fudd land here? Wobbin, 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 Wobbin.
We are hunting Wobbin.
We're going after Wobbin Williams.
Yeah.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
That's Robin Williams. So funny. When I first met Robin at the Improvisation, like 100 years ago. My goodness. He Mork and Mindy just hit the airwaves. And I was just starting out comedy at the Improvisation, 44th and 9th, Hell's Kitchen. And then we saw, everybody knew Robin as Mork, right? And then people would say, I would hear the comics on the East Coast, the New York comics. We would be at the Improvisation. We'd be at Catch a Rising Star. The comic strip was just about to open up. But it was mostly clubs, the Champagne Gallery. Goodness gracious, I can't remember some of these village comedy clubs, you know. We'd all work, and then we'd hear from the West Coast, Robin isn't just Mork, he's one of the most brilliant onstage comics ever. We would hear that, you know. And I go, really? So there, I'm emceeing at the Improvisation. I made it, graduated to be the master of ceremonies at the Improv, which was just a joy. And everybody hung out there. Everybody, Robert Klein was coming in. Rodney was coming in. Bette Midler started out. Was just starting out and would be performing. Elaine Boozler. I remember all the great comics of the day. And then Robin comes in. And I go, oh, this is cool. I'm going to meet Robin Williams. Like, this is the first time. So I go, he comes in. He was so shy. He was so shy and so respectful. Robin was. His head was down. There was a humility and a grace about this brilliant man. And he would talk down, not really look at you in the eye, like shy. I said, Rob, I'm going to put you up. We have this one comic, and then you could do as long as you want, man. It's great to have you here. And, you know, we're all fans. And thank you. You know, and that Robin Williams, I can't do a Robin Williams. Like, Robin, thank you very much. Just quiet as ever. Then you go like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Mork, and the crowd gets all excited. He's in from Los Angeles, and he's here live on stage at the Improvisation. Robin Williams, the place goes nuts, because now Robin's the hottest TV star in the world. And Robin on stage, he would literally blow you back. Like I said, when I saw Led Zeppelin at Live Aid, and I was with right next to Led Zeppelin when Live Aid, 1985, that power that went through my heart from the speakers, that's the way Robin did comedy, man. Blow you back. Back right to the room, and my jaw dropped. This quiet, decent, gentlemanly, beautiful soul was the funniest rip-roaring comic that you ever saw, man. I tell you, and always, oh, then he would leave the stage after destroying the room. The place was nuts. You couldn't bring another act on. You couldn't follow Robin Williams. And then you talk to him, and his, again, head down, humble, and he was like that right through when he was a guest on Saturday Night Live many times, and we did the Bud Light parody together, he and I, and we took a long ride out to Long Island in the back of a car, you know, just talking. Always humble. Greatest memories. What a marvelous, wonderful, warm human being, and truly one of the most brilliant of all time, the great Robin Williams. Thanks for allowing me to share that with you. 751, Debbie's on the road. Debbie, I'm getting all your drug information about BD. BD is the name of the company. I could get a 15-minute COVID test. I am so there. I am there.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they sell to point-of-care facilities, so they sell directly to medical facilities, but they do have that available now. One of my friends, Denise, she works for BD, and she's been telling me about it. So, you know, it's definitely something that's available.
Can you make a phone call saying, look, Joe, maybe we'll put her on the air and we'll get, like, free tests for the crew? How can we do that?
You know, I can ask. I can have her...
Is that drugola? Is that drugola? Is that like payola? But I'm not sure. Are we allowed to do that? We may not be able to.
We may not be able to. But anyway, I just wanted you to know that it's something that's out there now.
You're the best.
You know that
you're the best.
Medical facilities can order through BD.
I'm
pretty cool.
BD. Mm-hmm. And it's a Jersey, Franklin Lakes Company. I love that even more.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Debbie Duhave, mm-hmm. Looking out for you. It's Friday. She's on the road, 752 on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. Let's go out to Bruckner Boulevard as you head out toward the Sheridan. They're doing construction here in the Bronx, so definitely watch for that this morning. It's still busy on the eastbound Parkway westbound by LaGuardia. That's a disabled vehicle slowing everybody down. LIE westbound, that's pretty busy right through Woodhaven Boulevard, so definitely watch for that. Once you get to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, a minor delay. Taking a ride over to 78 westbound, right by 287 into Bedminster. A collision taking one lane over there. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, minor delays. 21 northbound, slowing down into that merge with 46 as you head out through Clifton. And taking it over to the Sprain south at Jackson Avenue, Greenberg, it's a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains how America survives.
We're multi-ethnic, but we're not multicultural. If you are multicultural, your culture will not survive. America is the biggest experiment in history of multi-ethnicity, multi-race, multi-ethnicity. The only possible way it can succeed, the only, is if it is unicultural.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. You got to Rhino Shield your house. I have got workers around my house that look at my country farmhouse in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, in the middle of the boondocks. And wait, why am I sounding like Regis? Regis! So I'm telling you, they look really, the work, the guy came out, my driveway got destroyed in that last storm. Please, you know, so now I'm going with the insurance company. I'm trying to, but the guy went out and he started to fix the drive. They're looking at the house going, wow, the house looks great, Joe. And I go, thank you. It's Rhino Shield. And again, I'm pitching my workers in the driveway about Rhino Shield, because it's not just the Rhino Shield, the house. And thank you. Someone saw a picture of me and my kids, and you could see in the background, you could see that plum color home. That would be my house, and that would be Rhino Shield on my house. And that would mean I don't have to paint ever again, not for 25 years anyway. And Susan at Rhino Shield is going to give you 15% off the final price of any job signed in the month of August, no matter when you want the job started. You order it now, Susan will give you 15% off, offering, and she offers no payments and no interest financing for an entire year. This is a ceramic coating. This is what I'm talking about when I tell you about Rhino Shield. I'm so excited about Rhino Shield because, you know, it's one less thing I got to worry about around my house. All the way. Then Susan says, and I know we got to move it. Susan says, I get so excited. I tell you about Rhino Shield. She goes, you got to do your deck, Joe, because I know I was complaining about my deck. And usually every year you got to do the deck. You do it again. You sandblast it. What do you call it? You call the thing where you do, you whitewash the deck. You can tell I know what I'm doing. Susan goes, I'll take care of it. She sent her workers out. The house now, I'm telling you, the real estate value of the house has increased, and you should do the same thing for your business as well. It's a ceramic coating. That's what Rhino Shield is, with a 25-year guarantee. Will you just give Susan a call? Say, look, I hear Joe say he loves you. What could you do for me, Susan? And you're going to be amazed what you hear from Susan at Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. You'll love Susan. She's a great gal. 877-744-6608. It's Rhino Shield, and it's not paint.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Lumberg. We're checking out weather. How are we doing today, Joey? We got rain coming in today, or going to be just nice, beautiful, warm?
I think it stays to the south of the city today. All right. I think it stays south of the city. So it's warm, kind of humid, mid-80s. Tomorrow, low 80s, dry with some sunshine, ooh, a little less humid. Sunday, a shower or two. Temperatures stay in the 70s. And then maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm Monday, then dry for the rest of next week. If you got vacation plans next week, the weather's going to be in your corner.
That's good. Allergy report, Mr. Lumberg, if you'd be so kind, sir.
And that allergy report brought to you by Balance of Nature is moderate to high today.
All right. Thank you, Joey. Well done indeed. Hey, it's summertime. You know what? It's still summertime. August 14th, it's a Friday. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us. But you know who's coming up at the top of the hour? Dove Hyken. And Dove is a great, great guy and a true proponent of the great state of Israel. We're going to talk about this monumental, epic, and historic move, this peace initiative from President Trump. Dove Hyken live on the radio right at the top of the hour. And then Jeffrey will join us. And then Mike Gallagher. How about Chaz Palminteri on a Friday? How cool is that? Tom Del Vaccaro and Hogan Gidley from the White House. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's Friday, and we are coming right back at you.